KT. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with ABQ Connect. We want to thank Indigo Mortgage. The next time you are shopping for a mortgage, be sure and give them a call. Indigo Mortgage can be reached at 836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. I'm in studio now with Sam Newman. He is the director of Cornerstone LifeWorks. Hi, Sam.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, and I frequently should go to counseling, but I don't.
As we all.
Hey, you are a Christian counseling service. You've got a diverse team of people that are involved in counseling. Please tell us about what you do, where you're located, and about your team a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, our main office is there at 320 Osuna Road Northeast. It's right behind St. James Tea Room, and we've been there for a bit now, but really trying to grow the dynamic of, and we're in such a crazy time right now, COVID going on, online schooling, and we're really wanting to be that, if you will, a cornerstone, but a brick and mortar place that people can come to and have hope. But we've got a diverse amount of clinicians and therapists that we're really wanting to get people connected with, whether it be a men's issue or a women's issue or if it's a kid's issue. But we want to really be able to serve the whole family, and that's why we're trying to build the group more and more.
I want to ask you about Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm. Christ being the cornerstone.
And life works when Christ is the cornerstone.
Amen. Amen.
So tell us about the diverse people. I mean, you have some veterans. You have some men. You have some women. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you've put together this team.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we find a family, say, in need, a lot of times, especially here with, you know, the Air Force Base and whether it be Marines, Army, whatever that is, but man, we've got some clinicians, male and female, but that have served, whether it be Air Force, Navy, Marines, and they really understand where somebody's coming from, and it just gives that rapport right off the bat. So they do specialize with PTSD, anybody that's served that's suffering with depression, anxiety, but then what we find when that, say, man or woman who's served is being facilitated and supported, a lot of times there's family members. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're having these other clinicians be able to come alongside as well. And we really want that to be too. If we can't facilitate and help and support within our office, we've got some really good community resources, whether it be nutrition, whether it be medical practice, you know, type work, but really trying to fit, you know, the connection back. And then as we get people healed and get them to a place of functioning, we can put them back into the groups and the churches that they're involved in and really come alongside. That's our main goal.
When you go to your website, first thing that pops up is hope is possible. Is there hope for couples that are kind of down the road of struggling in their relationship? Can they come into a place like Cornerstone LifeWorks, speak with a therapist, get some help in their marriage and really make that work?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and we really do operate within the Christ focus. At the same point, though, we have a lot of people coming in that aren't necessarily involved in a church, aren't connected necessarily anywhere. So we're New Mexico State licensed clinicians who operate within the context of Christ focus, but they come in and they can get facilitation with wherever they're at. We use evidence-based tools, practices, and really, really want people to gain an awareness and understanding that they have a lot going well for them.
Give us an example of an evidence-based tool. I'm not sure I know what that is.
Traditional evidence-based tools would be like a cognitive behavioral therapy, rational emotive behavior therapy, but it really helps people to focus on kind of what's been in research for years, what's been studied for years, what works, and helping people with certain practices, procedures that they can put into place and find efficacy.
What's the body's natural reaction to pain and trauma?
Yeah, so in that, we love to give education, but the body's natural response is to go automatically into the autonomic nervous system response, which would be defined as a sympathetic nervous system. And if you kind of think about sympathy, but the idea of the body is trying to keep you safe. And it kind of goes against the understanding piece, but it keeps you safe by distancing you, by putting you into a fight or flight type state. Your heart rate dysregulates, your breath dysregulates, and even your cognitive thinking dysregulates. This is why on the news we can see, oh my gosh, how did somebody get to that place? a lot of it's because of just habits, family lifestyle, you know, obviously substance abuse, those types of things. So what we're really wanting to create is to help support where people can move what is defined as a parasympathetic, and para being, you'll hear that word, but it's Greek, paratrooper, paramedic, but someone that comes alongside. And it's so cool being a Christ focused because of the word parakletos, but the Holy Spirit. So we really want people to come into that place of support, and that's what parasympathetic is really all about, because you're, at the same time that you're fight or flight, your heart yearns for a connection,
yeah,
you know, for relationship.
Does losing your job, being isolated because of COVID, does that qualify as trauma?
In many ways, yes, because there's the big T's, you know, big traumas, the abuse, those types of things, but any stress response can really be defined as trauma when somebody goes into a dissociative state. And then what happens, though, is us being, especially men, we're really good at compartmentalizing, stuffing, you know, lying. At the same point, when somebody asks us how we're doing, we say fine. Or, you know, those are code words in my marriage when I know I need to clean up my mess. But in that context, we want to get people to the place where they're being able to bring their emotions to the table, because they're valid, they're real. And our main goal with anybody walking through those doors is that they're worthy, and they're in the context of they matter. Mm-hmm. So in that context of really helping people with, if it's a big T or a little T, trauma, that we help people with tools and getting them back to a place of functioning and a place of healing and hope.
And how easy is it for them to take advantage of your services?
We try to make it as easy, but I'm always open to feedback. But in that context of calling, leaving a message, visiting in person, jumping on our website and giving an inquiry online, it's really, really
exciting. Why don't you give us your phone number and your website?
Yeah, the phone number is 505-345-2778, and then they can jump online at cornerstonelifeworks.com, and they can submit an inquiry there, and either of those should be able to get in contact.
I have these scenarios that pop in my head because I dealt with a lot of angry people during my life. A lot of angry parents that kids would be athletes that I was coaching, and you could just see that their child's participation would actually provide them some relief. And so I'm thinking, as you're talking, because of COVID, we don't have athletics going on.
Right.
So I'm thinking that these young people are traumatized because they're a senior in high school. They've spent the last 3-4 years just working, wanting to get a scholarship, wanting to play, and that opportunity's been taken away, at least up until this point.
Right.
Losing big parts of seasons. I'm thinking about parents that don't have an outlet. I know we shouldn't go yell at sporting events for our kids, but in some ways that might be kind of therapeutic.
Very therapeutic.
To go and get some of that out of yourself. Mm-hmm. So, Sam, are you able to work with families about these kinds of things and these kinds of tensions that are building up? And I guess I want to qualify the question by saying, do you ever have men that realize they're getting out of control, and they call you and go, I need help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we have, and again, traditionally, you know, again, I think this is really changing these days and generations, but being it okay that men come to counseling, you know, but we really are seeing a lot of men in the context of, and not substance abuse or anything like that, but anger abuse. But it's really helping families to be able to have a good outlet, that anger's okay. It's just how we use it. So in that context of not being able to, you know, go and have those outlets of the game, or and you know, up until late, not being able to go to the gym, not being able to have that bodily physical release. So it is being able to get families in and find different ways to connect. Because what's at the basis of that is self-regulation. And that's where it's so nice too, you know, and again, not always coming from that biblical reference, because we want to be able to interweave that within our work of the evidence-based, you know, type stuff of materials and things that we use. So being able to add scripture into that, but at that same point of helping people to find regulation within their bodies first, so that when they're, you know, an outlet's taken away, especially for the quarterback. He's a senior. His identity's been wrapped up in that for, you know, his life, you know. So being able to find different ways that they can relate together, especially dads and sons, you know, dads and daughters.
Yeah.
Because, man, when sports here in America, you know, it's such a big thing. So being able to find outlets that are still good and that people can find themselves in.
We are with Sam Newman. He's the director of Cornerstone LifeWorks here on KNKT this afternoon. They are a counseling service. You can reach out to them at cornerstonelifeworks.com or contact them on the phone at 345-2778. Of course, that's area code 505. We're going to be back more with Sam. I'm going to ask him about some things that might sound kind of obvious, but maybe not so. We'll be right back.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Sam Newman, director of Cornerstone LifeWorks, in studio with us this afternoon. You can reach them at 345-2778 or reach them on the web at cornerstonelifeworks.com. As you're listening, I want you to think about a few things. Sam, I think I've told you this. I'm a father of five children. Mm-hmm. That means I went through athletics, music, art, school. Most of my children are like their mother in that when they got an assignment in school, they'd get it done right away.
Right.
And they were obsessed with getting it. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm a procrastinator. Mm-hmm. One of my children, who shall remain unnamed, is a procrastinator like me. If I got an assignment on Monday that was due Friday, I'd be up all night on Thursday. But in either scenario, the same thing would happen. And this is the scenario. My kids would sometimes say, "Dad, I just don't know what God wants me for me. I'm just exhausted. I haven't been sleeping." Mm-hmm. And I'd look at them like, "Are you kidding me? You've been staying up all night getting this work done. You probably haven't eaten. You have not slept. You've been in a chair for the same place for 4 hours, 5 hours at a time. So you're stiff and you're hungry and you're feeling low energy." And they almost don't perceive that they're not taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can get lost in the task, you know, and there's personality sets that can get lost in the task and forget about the person. And then vice versa, you can get focused on the person, forget about the task. So it is finding that balance, but being able to have, again, relationship, because if you hear what you're talking about, you're having that relationship with her to point out. Mm. And that's our hope is obviously within families. If we can help foster that, in the context that a client is with us for a season, you know, they're not there for, but our hope is to really help to create and teach tools. And in that context of eating and sleeping, but what a big thing that gets missed is breath. We forget to breathe. And it sounds ridiculous because it's an autonomic nervous system response, but it's very shallow. And if you think about oxygen, you know, food and water, we can go so many days, so many weeks without oxygen, so many minutes, but we're not breathing. So really helping people to learn how to breathe. And I know it sounds, you know, kind of understanding, but at that same point, people don't breathe well, especially when they move into a stress response, a sympathetic response. Their breath dysregulates, and that's where the brain will go into an anxious or depression type of reaction. And if you think about reaction, there's no real thinking about it. you're just going on off of old predetermined behaviors. So it's really helping that idea of be still and know, but to really help people start protecting what God's given them, and that's a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind, and that's theirs to protect, because it's 3 + 1. It's the Holy Spirit, God, the Father, and then you. You know, so we really want to foster that connection first and give people tools to go, to grow from that.
And I would imagine that some people are by themselves. They're not, you know, when they're young adults, they're not with their parents, but they're isolated. So they're not getting this kind of feedback. Right. And that could be really dangerous. You could have all these physical things going on just because you haven't taken care of yourself.
Right.
You're not breathing. You're not eating. You're not sleeping. And you could just feel terrible about life and go into depression because your body is just exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah, and tired. And if you think about what Jesus came to do, it was to establish rest first. So in that context of really encouraging parents, siblings in some context too, husbands and wives, but increase your touch, you know, increase your physical touch. If somebody's isolated because of COVID, get on FaceTime. Do some type of video, because even just having an eye stare, eye gaze, it increases oxytocin in the brain. It's the feel-good hormone. So in the context of that, it's helping people to increase that, especially in our times of isolation, but to know that it's going to be okay. You know, we have one that lives within us that, that gives us that hope, that understanding, and that for a season, for a short term, but really using that season to grow and not to be, you know, taken down a place of desolation.
Yeah.
So
we were talking a little bit about binge watching Netflix for 5 hours. Again, I don't want to say anything. I enjoy some shows on Netflix. I mean, you know, I know there's some stuff that probably ought to all stay away from, but that's true with any media.
Right.
Like I, for example, think people should stay away from watching the Dallas Cowboys, but that's a whole different subject. I'm teasing.
That's another meeting.
I'm teasing. All my kids are Dallas Cowboys fans. I'm a Raiders fan.
Right.
By the way, we did win this week.
Right.
Once again, just kidding. Tell me some things that you could recommend that all of us should do. In conversations off the air, we've talked about a little bit, and I think you've used the term, people just need to move.
Right.
You can't sit on the couch all day.
No, these bodies are meant to move, and when it's like anything, it's like parking a car. The minute you start parking a car and it stays there for days, weeks, it needs to be driven. You know, you got to lube up everything. So in that context of moving, if you're watching Netflix and say we're binging a little bit, say we watch 4 episodes of something, you know, or a season, set a timer, become aware of how much time you're sitting and you'll be pretty amazed. But for every hour of sitting, you should be getting 4 to 7 minutes of movement to really elongate your hamstrings, do some stretches, you know, get your breath dysregulated a little bit so your heart rate can increase. And it's crazy to get people just doing that for 4 to 7 minutes and they feel better, but then they have more awareness and more understanding to go and benefit their bodies.
So you're an employer, and are you going to be upset if your employees are walking around once every hour? I mean, it seems like that would be the best thing for them.
Right. It is. It is. And honestly, you know, standing sometimes, like within our office, we do recommend and encourage standing rather than sitting all the time, you know, and you'll see more and more of these standing desks and Bosu balls and those types of things, but it really is just to get the body moving, because anything sedentary, it just sets, you know, and God wants us to be moving in our faith as well as in moving towards our relationships. And that's a big thing too within these times. We can get so enamored and in some ways kind of programmed. And if you kind of think about TV programming, it's kind of interesting, but in the context of that, again, it's not to negate our shows. Those shows, I mean, and if you look at any movie and show, many times the gospel's being told, even if Hollywood doesn't know it. It's telling a story. So in the context, it's watch those shows, get involved with them, have the conversations with your kids and your family, but get moving. 4 to 7 minutes for every hour is good.
Yeah. I used to get a kick out of watching my girls, who are all grown now, watching Hannah Montana. Because I'd stand over on the side of the room and they'd all be standing up doing all the dances and singing all the songs.
Right.
And the funny thing is now they're all in their 20s. They would all do the same thing now if they were watching, and they would have fun.
Yeah.
So, hey, I want to ask you about biblical principles and how those are incorporated into your counseling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And real on a simple, but also, you know, how things are in scripture. It's simple, but it surpasses understanding. So like Proverbs, be still and know. If we'll pause in between our Netflix episodes and be still and know, and say in that context of every hour, 4 to 7 minutes of movement, but take 5 minutes to worship and praise and really say thank you. By saying thank you, it programs our body to come into appreciation. And I've got a lot of documentation on what happens to our heart rate when we're in appreciation. Mm-hmm. When we're in frustration, we're in a dysregulated state, or what some would even define as it's a place where you're not having enough. It's a scarcity mindset versus in abundance. That's the idea of gratitude. So when you face trial and tribulation, be of good cheer. Jesus already had it in the framework to be of good cheer because it regulates us and it puts you in line with, like, Colossians 3, focus your mind on things above. Mm. But then, like, Matthew 5, to in that context of pray, kingdom come. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for a time to come, but we can also bring that to earth today.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful.
Sam, prior to you joining us here in the second half hour, I had Dr. Brian Nixon, and we were talking about this week is what we call Star Week. We have a sister radio station. They are a nonprofit, listener-supported station. It's called Star 88, mm-hmm. the very first contemporary Christian music station mm-hmm. in the country.
Awesome.
And they play Christian music. And we're talking about the importance of music, that whole first half hour. How does that play into mm-hmm. how people feel about themselves? Is music important?
Music's very important. And that's where we try to grab things on, you know, within the counseling realm, but especially the New Age realm. So the idea of frequencies. But when we're in a frequency of praise and worship and you're on, you know, and we've all been in those songs. It could be our old school DC Talk, Jars of Clay, Petra, you know, those. Or we can move into, you know, some newer worship music that people really are grabbing onto. But when people are together, so where two or more are gathered, you know, in that context, I mean, we want to take about frequency. God developed that way before any scientist grabbed onto it. So if we're in a frequency of love and admiration and, you know, that's a place of just being unoffendable. That's in a place you're in a sense of wonder. Mm. So,
my friend, it always goes like a rocket ship the time when we're together. Thank you, Sam, for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.